watch the proceedings live. Why are they refusing to do that? Because we want the world to hear us and hear them. When they hear us and they hear them, we will now know whether we are sincere or not. So Peter Obi, have you not won that? Have you not won that? If we truly came third, why is it that the APC and his team are always attacking the third position? They do not attack PDP because they know what they did. And they know that we are ready with facts to confront them in court. So that story that we came third, that was the narrative they wanted to paint. Unfortunately, the obedience are peopled by very young people, techie young people who put up technology at our disposal and we got information that had never been gotten before. This court case will shake the whole of the world. Trust me.
Leadership Image James is the national convener and chairman of the Peter Obi Movement. He spoke with me from Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Women entrepreneurs from Africa and the diaspora have reflected on what they've gained through a program created by the Center for Global Enterprise based in New York. They came to Nairobi to hear from experts and each other on how to improve and grow their businesses. VOA's Africa correspondent Mariama Diallo spoke to a few of them and has the story.
After 3 years of meeting virtually, the African Women Entrepreneurship Cooperative Group, or AWEC, convened in Nairobi at its first in-person meeting since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. AWEC is a year-long program created through the Center for Global Enterprise, a nonprofit research institute based in New York. The program has been in place for 5 years now, CGE Director Christopher Kane told VOA.
It was designed to help women business owners in Africa build resilient businesses. And we do that through focusing in on their management skills and capacity, as well as all the things that a business leader needs to accomplish.
Don Linus, the managing director of AWEC, told VOA about 200 women are selected each year from approximately 3,000 applicants. She said they focus on experimental learning.
Every single woman here is an entrepreneur. They're running their own business. And during the course of their program, they use their business as a case study. So they learn about a topic, say digital marketing, and then they go and they rewrite their digital marketing strategy for their business the next day. We'll go over financial management, and they'll go over and they'll redo their balance sheet.
Elizabeth Njorogi of Lee's Njorogi Collection says she's been in business for 20 years. But was hardly making any money.
Majority of us entrepreneurs are in business because we are not making money. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we are doing, but we keep on going just one day at a time and hoping things will be well. But when you're doing business, structures and systems in your business such that if any time you deviate from your destination, it's very easy for you to go back and realize I went wrong here, go back and correct it.
Uzoa Maka Igweke, managing director of Loom Craft Chocolate, a Nigerian cocoa bean processing and chocolate making company based in Abuja, said AWEC has helped her by improving her sales pitch and focusing on the customer.
Going through that 12-month program, the difference is clear between when we started and when we ended. By now, right when we started, basically, we are maybe selling to stores, mostly in Abuja, but now we are in almost 100 stores nationwide.
Other participants included U.S. Ambassador to Kenya Meg Whitman. As a former CEO of eBay and Hewlett Packard, Whitman graduated from Princeton and Harvard universities with only 10% of her classes being women. But things have improved, she told the group.
So this has been an enormous transition. But what I will tell you from having worked in business for the last, you know, almost now 45 years, it's harder for women. It just is. And it's easier today than it was when I graduated from school, but it's still hard. But, you know, if I think sometimes we can be smarter and we can work harder and we can have that perseverance that is necessary as an entrepreneur.
Harriet Chigai, Kenya's presidential advisor on women's rights, was the keynote speaker. She told VOA, no matter what difficulties they encounter, women entrepreneurs should keep going.
The one key thing I wish to take away is financial literacy. Every woman needs to be able to be trained, capacity built, to be able to manage their finances.
While many women earn money, it's important to also know how to make use of that money, she said. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
You are listening to Nightline Africa on the English service of The Voice of America. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington, D.C. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, the Saturday music spot from our collection of music from the continent, but first, Amnesty International and Kenya's National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission have released a joint report saying the Kakuma refugee camp is not safe for nearly 1,000 members of the LGBTQ community. The report says they face extreme abuse. From VOA, James Shimanyula has more from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
The Kakuma camp, north of Nairobi, is home to more than 200,000 refugees, including nearly 1,000 people who identify as LGBTQ+. Amnesty International says lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex refugees in Kakuma routinely suffer serious hate crimes, including rape. It released a new report at an event in Nairobi on Friday. Speaking from an undisclosed location, one LGBTQ+ Ugandan who preferred to be called Alex Katongole spoke about his experience in Kakuma.
I got several attacks there and were getting very, very, very serious attacks. Lesbians were being raped. Transgenders were sexually harassed.
Irungu Houghton, Amnesty International's executive director in Kenya, says authorities ignore such human rights violations.
A simple request we are making of the government of Kenya, the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights and development partners is that they provide services and they provide protection for all refugees. The report documents hate crimes, discrimination, the failure to register on time and to provide services for LGBT.
Same-sex relations are illegal in 32 of African countries where they are punishable by law. In Kenya, same-sex acts are punishable by up to 14 years in prison. James Shimanyula reporting for VOA News in Nairobi.
Has social media improved your life, or is it more of a distraction? We'd love to hear from you. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. We may play your message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. The number again, +1-202-258-3076. Can't wait to hear from you.
Right now it's time for music from our African collection.
I call your name. From Pretoria in South Africa, and you are listening to Nightline Africa from the Voice of America with Peter Clothe. Stay tuned and don't change that dial.
When you tuned into Nightline Africa on Voice of America, and you've just heard my brand new single titled Mtandazo. I hope you enjoyed.
Are you looking? We do bad things for good reasons, you know, I know, you know. person, we no keep Mali. Yeah, we just wanna have some fun tonight. We are the happy people, we are the world.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
go bow for the results, though. Nothing to discuss, though. Cause I'm still waiting by the phone, and without any doubt, though. I'm a me, I feel that song, though. I'm not gonna feel the joy, I'm not gonna feel the joy, though. I'm a mind that's really soft, though. I put my life into my job, and I know I'm in drama. She manipulates my love, oh.
Music from the continent, and we hope you enjoyed it. Nightline Africa comes to you on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC from the English service of the Voice of America. And from the rest of the Nightline team, including producer Michael Holtley, we say a big thank you for joining us tonight. And remember, as the elders say, if the vulture fails to hover at the end of a sacrifice, then you know that something happened in the land of spirits. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington, D.C. Good evening, Africa.